A working Sunday for the U.S. Senate. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. With Democrats in agreement, they're pushing forward with the Inflation Reduction Act and the so-called Voterama.
The Senate has 44 standing rules, but there's one very important human rule, exhaustion. Senators have voted straight through since late last night. Now, Democrats will eventually pass the bill. Bernie Sanders will vote yes, but he's not satisfied. Sanders contends the bill helps the gas and oil industries. Other Democrats say they had to concede a lot, too. One of the most controversial components of the bill is enhanced enforcement by the IRS. Republicans oppose a provision to beef up tax collections.
Fox's Chad Pergram. Opponents critical of more spending, which they don't believe will lower inflation, despite the name Inflation Reduction Act. One measure was blocked, which would have capped prices on insulin in private insurance plans. It's a new job for the former principal of Robb Elementary School, the site of one of the deadliest school shootings in U.S. history.
Mandy Gutierrez has accepted a position as Assistant Director of Special Education for the Uvalde Unified Consolidated Independent School District. Gutierrez was placed on leave after a state probe into the massacre said the first-year principal was aware of security problems but did not fix them.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Israel and Palestinian militants with a possible ceasefire after intense fighting this weekend.
Inside Gaza, the death toll is mounting with more than 30 Palestinians killed. Some civilians are among the dead, but the majority are militants. Two senior Islamic Jihad commanders were killed in Israeli strikes since Friday, while Hamas, the group in control of Gaza, is yet to get involved in the fight. In the past, we have seen significant escalation along the Gaza border when there is a round of conflict before a ceasefire goes into place.
Fox's Trey Yingst. The terrorist group firing hundreds of rockets into Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More than 1,500 border crossings this weekend in Eagle Pass, Texas. Fox's Bill Malugin is at the southern border.
It's incredibly hot out here, dangerous for these migrants to cross. Case in point, corpse of a male migrant was found in the brush here in Maverick County by Texas DPS troopers. They're telling us their troopers found two illegal immigrants walking off the side of the road, severely dehydrated. Troopers talked to them, and they told them they had been lost in the brush for about 11 days. Troopers then went into the brush and found the corpse of this man.
A convicted rapist recently was arrested after illegally crossing the border in Douglas, Arizona. Also in Arizona, Customs and Border Patrol interrupted an attempted drug smuggling, finding 391,000 fentanyl pills along with 10 pounds of meth, all in the same vehicle. Many of the migrants who make it across the border are being bussed out of Texas as they wait for their asylum claims to be processed. Fox's Nate Foy is in New York City.
The group arrived at the Port Authority bus terminal, just like the first group a couple days ago. But this time, Mayor Adams says some migrants appear to be missing. He says 40 were expected on the bus, but only 14 got off. So now the obvious question is, what happened to the rest of them? So Mayor Adams says he blames fear and confusion for those migrants being missing. And of course, this comes 2 days after the first bus of migrants arrived in New York City. Mayor Adams says all migrants will be cared for. Of course, the other city receiving migrants from Texas so far is Washington, D.C.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he hopes sending buses to New York City and Washington, D.C. will draw lawmakers' attention to the humanitarian crisis at the Texas border. Actress Anne Heche is hospitalized after a recent car crash near Los Angeles. Witnesses say Hache was driving a blue Mini Cooper and is lucky to be alive. She's being treated for severe burns. Her car was engulfed in flames. I'm Ann Carrick, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.